You're listening to Quoted, the Question of the Day podcast. I am Rebecca Smith. For this month, I want to break from my regular format and instead post short daily episodes. Thanks for listening.
The first time you told that story, I'd never heard it before, about the bus in Florida and the lady's shoes or something.
Well, when I was 13, my sister Virginia and her husband lived in Florida. And Albert was in the military. And he was out in California, actually, at the Presidio, going to language school. And Virginia was working in Florida.
I've heard of her.
At the base. It was summer, and she got a hold of my mom, and she said, can Margie come down and drive with me to California? Because she had Dickie, and he was a little kid. And so that's what I did. And I got on the bus called the Sunshine Express. It was a Greyhound bus in Harrisville, and it stops at like two big cities, like, I don't know what they were. One of them was like Cleveland, and I don't know what the other one was. But it goes straight from Harrisville to Orlando. In Columbus, Ohio, or Cleveland, Ohio, one of those, we stopped, and the bus stopped, and they picked up this mother and two kids. And I remember her. For sure, you know, what she looked like, everything. And I saw her shoes, you know, how you notice something silly. So anyway, we got to Macon, Georgia. Or it was before Macon. It was on the outskirts of Macon, Georgia, about 45 minutes or so. The bus driver was traveling however fast the buses traveled in those days. And there was a semi-truck just parked. Stopped right in the middle of the road, the side of the road that we were traveling on, and it was hauling a load of flour. All of a sudden, this truck was right in front of him, no lights on or anything, and he hit the bus. And when he did, he swerved to the right, like would be a natural move to make, you know, to get out of the way. And it took it just like an accordion, went right back. And I was in the seventh seat, and it took those seats right out as far back as me, and it pushed my knee into the back of the seat in front of me, and I had a big gash on my knee, still have a scar on my knee, and when the bus hit the truck, the sacks of flour burst open, and it had this film, this white flour sifting through the bus. I saw that white mist, and I thought it was gas. I was so panicked over that when I saw that, and I didn't even know what it was. And when we got off the bus, they told us that we'd hit a semi with flour in it. And it turns out it was some old guy that was driving that truck, and he had to go to the bathroom. This is a story they told, that he had to use the bathroom. And I guess instead of pulling over the side of the road, he just stopped in the middle of the road and jumped out and went to the side of the road. And when he did, and then the bus come down the road, and that was that. It was like 11 at night when it happened, and you're kind of like sleeping. And then next thing you know, you wake up, and you got this gas and people yelling and hollering. And I thought, we are going to blow to kingdom come. And all I could think of was, I got to get out of this thing. That's all there is to it. When I, you know, and I remember when I left home in Harrison, my mother says to me, now, whatever you do, don't leave your purse. Don't leave, because I had money in it, like $100 or something like that. And she says, now, don't lose your purse. Don't lose your purse. That's all I remember hearing. And I remember reaching down and grabbing my purse. And I went right out over the top of the back of the seats. I'm not sure how I got out of there. I just know that I went over the top of those seats like a monkey. I mean, I remember that. And I got out of the bus, and then we had to wait on the side of the road for like 2 hours or more. I don't know how long. It was forever. And they sent around a form like that, and it had a thing on there where we had to sign that we weren't injured. Well, I had a bloody leg, but I still signed it anyway. I didn't know what else to do because I was a kid, you know, and they tell you, you've got to sign this thing. And so I did. And so finally, another bus came to pick us up because our bus was out of commission. And when they did, we got on the bus, and the next bus driver, they were gathering stuff up from that other bus, and he picked up a shoe that belonged to that lady. Remember I told you she had on blue and white spectator shoes? And the bus driver, in order to make people feel more relaxed or something, when he come on the bus, he held up the spectator shoe, and he says, somebody lost a shoe like this, you know, and the one little boy says, that's my mom, and here she had died. She had was one of the ones killed on that bus. And I remember we got to Macon, Georgia, and it was like 4 a.m, I don't know what time it was, and I went to a payphone. I called my mother on the phone. I was almost to Orlando. I mean, when you're in Macon, you're almost in Orlando. And I called my mom, and I said, I got her out of bed, and I said, I told her, I says, our bus just had an accident. Oh, it did, you know, and I says, yeah, are you okay? Well, yeah, I'm okay. And I said, I might have hurt my knee or something like that. And they did bandage my knee, put a bandage on my knee, and I said, should I come home or should I keep going? I was almost in Orlando. Mama says, well, you're almost there. You might as well keep going. And so I did.